Even when she was a teenager, Tiny Hammond knew that she'd end up in Traverse City.
It just felt home to me. I felt like I belonged here.
Tiny visited northern Michigan often, competing in cross-country ski races and camping with her family.
There was something calling me. It's where I was supposed to be, and that's really rare. I mean, maybe it's not that rare. For me, it felt rare. It felt remarkable and special. And so I spent a lifetime trying to get here.
After 30 years of living and working in Virginia and Texas, Tawny's dream finally came true 2 years ago. She bought a home by Boardman Lake and took over the River Outfitters, a guide service that rents out paddle boards, canoes, and kayaks.
I was a customer of the River Outfitters for past 7 or 8 years, and I would joke with the owner that I was going to come up and sling kayaks for him.
And that's exactly what Tawny did. Eventually, the owner asked if she'd be interested in running the business with him. She didn't hesitate to say yes. Tawny took over the River Outfitters at a time when the Brown Bridge Dam was pulled out and the Boardman Dam was being removed. A third dam, the Sabin Dam, will soon go too.
My car ends up in the dam. We gotta pull it out, okay?
We're getting out of Tawny's car and walking towards the Sabin Dam.
If you're not creating electricity with it, and it's falling apart, and it's old, and it's in a state of decay, and it costs money to take care of, and you've disrupted what used to be this beautiful natural river, taking them out and restoring it back to what it used to look like, because the dam's going to just fall down. If we did nothing, it's just going to keep sloughing away and big chunks falling off of it into the river. So it's got to come out.
We're on top of the river that's flowing through the Sabin Dam, standing on steel flooring. There's some men in yellow hats walking around the dam, surveying the area. There's plenty of green vegetation around, and the water is rushing rapidly as we're talking.
Well, when the Sabin Dam is removed, that's going to open up the river, because we've already removed two other dams, up at Cass and Brown Bridge. And so people will be able to paddle down the river unencumbered without any portages. I think it's going to be beautiful.
Some residents who have lived along the river for generations are upset about the dam removal because they grew up with the dams and they hold special memories.
You know, the whole concept of ownership is funny. We don't own anything in life. We don't control anything in life. We think we control what's going to happen next. And there's so many factors that can come to play and get in the way of us doing what we think we're going to do next. You know, we have to think of the greater good.
Right now, Tawny's goal is to make sure her customers are having fun. But she's also thinking of ways to educate and spread awareness about the importance of the river.
I think we all want to, you know, be thinking about our legacy. I want my legacy to be one that I made, you know, I made the world a little bit better in the places that I touched. That's what I want to be remembered for.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Nina Rao.